السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First of all, let me welcome the Honorable Hajj Muhammad Turfi from Dearborn, Michigan. He's one of the pioneers of Islam in America. He's born in 1931 here in America. His father came from Lebanon 1908. His father came from Lebanon. And they brought the school of Ahlul Bayt with them, alhamdulillah. It was not easy in the beginning when they came to this country. But now, alhamdulillah, Islam is flourishing. And the school of Ahlul Bayt is flourishing too in this country. Now we have over 2,200 mosques and Islamic centers all over this country. I think when you came, when you were born 1931, did we have a mosque? We didn't have, zero mosques. But now, alhamdulillah, because of those pioneers, early leaders who came to this country and they struggled to survive here, and they struggled to bring up good families and instill in them good Islamic values. They did not forget about their values, their principles, their legacy. So they cherish their legacy. And this is why, alhamdulillah, Islam is flourishing. One reason, because we have a judge, Judge David Turfi, what is the court that, can you stand 1 second? Please stand. This is judge, he's a judge. Give him a hand, please. Yeah. Judge, inshallah, soon in the Supreme Court, inshallah. Yeah. Inshallah. Yeah. So this is what we need in this country. Islam is integrating into the American political life, social life, economic life, all aspects. And Muslims are contributing to the richness, the well-being, the progress, the stability of this country, alhamdulillah. Tonight we're going to go. So welcome, Hajj Muhammad. Sharaftna. May Allah bless you. It's an honor for us to see you at this. He, of course, he has been here before many times. And alhamdulillah, we have been graced tonight to receive him on Thursday night. So we will go through a couple of verses in Surah Hud, inshallah. I would not make it long tonight. We will continue from where we left last time. So tonight is 86 and 87, and probably 88. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahli baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. بقية الله خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين وما أنا عليكم بحفيظ قالوا يا شعيب أصلاتك تأمرك أن نترك ما يعبد آباؤنا أو أن نفعل في أموالنا ما نشاء إنك لأنت الحليم الرشيد قال يا قوم أرأيتم إن كنت على بينة من ربي ورزقني منه رزقا حسنا وما أريد أن أخالفكم إلى ما أنهاكم عنه إن أريد إلا الإصلاح ما استطعت وما توفيقي إلا بالله عليه توكلت وإليه أنيب صدق الله العلي العظيم. So Shu'aib or Jethro in the biblical tradition, his name is Jethro. In the Torah, he's Yathrun. In the Quran, he's Shu'aib. He came to his community, which was known for defrauding and dishonesty in their businesses. They were not honest. He came to advise them. He came to tell them to observe justice in their business dealings. Do not diminish. لا تنقصوا المكيال والميزان. Do not diminish the measurement, the scale, the balance. Don't resort to dishonesty because إني أراكم بخير, as I said last week. Your economy is good. Your businesses are doing good. You are earning good reward and good income. Why do you then resort to dishonesty and fraud? There is no reason for that. This tribe was an Arab tribe, lived in Midian, according to the Torah, Midian, and today's city is called Ma'an in Jordan, the city of Ma'an, south of Amman. So that was the location of Midian. So rather than listening and heeding his call, this is what they said to him. First of all, he said, بَقِيَّةُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. بَقِيَّةُ اللَّهِ. بَقِيَّةُ اللَّهِ means the remnant from God is better for you if you are pious, if you are believers. What does بَقِيَّةُ اللَّهِ mean here? بَقِيَّة in Arabic means the remnant, the remainder, what remains. بَقِيَّة is what remains. He said that fraud, act of fraud and dishonesty would not bring you real profit. Yes, you will make money, but that profit is fake profit. This is a fake income. You are not going to enjoy this money that comes from defraud and from dishonesty and cheating. You are not going to enjoy that money. That money is going to lack blessings and barakah. Allah is going to take away the barakah from the money that comes from cheating, from haram source. But if you deal with honesty, that is what is going to last for you. That is the money that you're going to enjoy. So baqiyatullah, the wealth that is obtained through honesty, is going to remain for you, and you're going to benefit from that money, is better than the one gained through fraudulent. بَقِيَّةُ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. So this is the specific meaning of it when it comes to business. Specific meaning in relation to Shu'aib's story with his people. But there is a broad meaning, a greater meaning, universal meaning for this term, بَقِيَّةُ اللَّهِ. And that is according to our Imam, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Baqiyatullah is reference to the 12th Imam, al-Imam al-Mahdi al-Muntazir, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajah. This is why in his ziyara, what do we say? As-salamu alayka ya baqiyatullahi fi ardih. What does it mean? It means now you are the only representative of God. You are the only vicegerent of God on earth. You are the only leader appointed by God among us on earth, universal leader. So he is Baqiyatullah. He is what is left from all those prophets and messengers who came before him. He is the only one who survived. Baqiyatullah. And then Shu'aib says to his community, وَمَا أَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ بِحَفِيظٍ. I'm not a keeper over you. I'm just advising you. That is the job of religious leaders, spiritual leaders. They advise, they guide, but they don't control. See? وَمَا أَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ بِحَفِيظٍ. Hafiz means I'm not a controller. I'm not authoritarian. I'm not a dictator. All what I can offer you is to advise you, to tell you not to follow the wrong path. This is a path of destruction. You gain nothing from following that path. You're going to be losers. Follow the path which brings you prosperity, which brings you success, which earns you respect. وَمَا أَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ بِحَفِيظٍ. I'm not going to stay among you forever and tell you what to do, what not to do. I'm just guiding you. I have been endowed with this responsibility from my Lord to give you guidance, to save you. And I wish you goodness. وما أنا عليكم بحفيظ. I'm not going to punish you. If you do wrong, I'm not the one who's going to punish you. Because every immoral act will bring evil consequences by itself. And this is a theory in the Quran. Quran says when you do good, that goodness itself is going to earn you peace, stability, success. You move forward. And if you do bad, that evil act itself, it carries with it the seeds of destruction and happiness. And this is what we see in human societies every day. Societies that are based on honesty, integrity, helping each other, they prosper. Societies who have no regards for each other, they are in race to crush each other, not to help each other. These societies are losers. And this is a theory in the Quran. إِنْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَإِنْ أَسَأْتُمْ فَلَهَا فَلَهَا. If you do good, you are doing good for your own selves. If you do bad, again, you are doing bad against your own selves. فَلَهَا. And then he goes to 87. قَالُوا يَا شُعَيْبُ. Now, rather than listening to him and thanking him for his advice and telling him, we respect you, we listen to you, thank you for your advice, thank you for this wake-up call, what did they do? They started scorning him, ridiculing him, making fun of him. See what they said to him. قَالُوا يَا شُعَيْبُ. Oh, شُعَيْبُ. أَصَلَاتُكَ تَأْمُرُكَ أَن نَتْرُكَ مَا يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا. Does the manner of your praying require that we forsake what our forefathers worshipped? أَن نَتْرُكَ مَا يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا أَوْ أَن نَفْعَلَ فِي أَمْوَالِنَا مَا نَشَاءُ. Or lose freedom with our wealth? إِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ الْحَلِيمُ الرَّشِيدُ. Surely you are a man of forbearance and sound judgment. But they were making fun of him. They were not saying that you are really a man of forbearance. It's like when you are angry with someone. So rather than telling him you are stupid, what do you tell him? Oh, you are intelligent. MashaAllah, you are excellent. You are smart. So they were ridiculing him. It was a derision and mockery. They said to him, is this the prayers that you do? Is that the prayers is telling you to forbid us, to curtail our freedom, so we don't worship our idols? Or we have no freedom over our money? This is our money. I can do with my money whatever I want to do. And this is the language of those who are arrogant. People who are arrogant, when you try to advise them, to counsel them, he says, this is my money. I know what to do with my money. I don't need your advice. This is my money. And this is exactly what they said to Shu'aib. This is our money. We know what to do with it. We have a freedom. But when it comes to destroying the society, you don't have that freedom. You don't have the freedom to destroy the society with your money, with your power, with your influence. We live in a place, Allah says, every person of you is responsible for the well-being. Every person of you is responsible to advise others. وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. One of the most powerful verses in the Quran, Surah Al-Asr. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. When you see someone going wrong, you must tell him or her. You must not keep silent. Of course, in a good manner. We must advise each other. This is a responsibility. وَتَوَاصَوْا. تَوَاصَوْا means they exchange. They exchange advice. It's a mutual advice. تَوَاصَوْا from both sides. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. But unfortunately, those who do not possess wisdom, they become arrogant. Rather than accepting the responsibility and saying, yes, thank you for telling me. How many of you read the article in the New York Times? The anonymous article. Senior advisor, senior aide, I don't know who's he, because today all the administration, they were like kindergartners. Everybody saying, no, 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 not me, not me, not me, not me. All of them, not me. Why not you? Why you are afraid? Why? The article is right. The article that was written, the op-ed, is very right, correct. Why are you afraid? Everybody is dissociating himself today. Not me, I didn't write it, I didn't say this. But you have to advise. You have to speak the truth, you have to save the country. This is not a private business. No president, no leader, no prime minister can treat his country as a private property. It's not a private property. So if someone does wrong, Imam Zain al-Abidin says, one of the rights of the leaders upon you, the rights of the leaders upon you, that you listen to him, and then he listens to you too, that you advise him. If he goes astray, if he goes away from the main course, if he does something wrong, then you have to provide him with an advice, nasiha. You have to tell him that this is not why I elected you for. You're not fulfilling the mission of this nation, of this country. قالوا يا شعيب أصلاتك تأمرك أن نترك ما يعبد آباؤنا أو أن نفعل في أموالنا ما نشاء إنك لأنت الحليم الرشيد. So they were, in fact, they were ridiculing him. So when they said إنك لأنت الحليم الرشيد, you are a person of forbearance and sound judgment. It means that you think you are a person of sound judgment, not us. We don't think you are a person of sound judgment. This is what you think about yourself. And then let's conclude with this. What was his answer? Beautiful answer of Shu'aib. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِن كُنْتُ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَبِّي. Listen, what I am telling you, I know for sure that this is right. I am on bayina, I am on a clear evidence and a proof from my Lord. I know what I am saying. I'm not saying something wrong. I have a proof from my Lord. I presented you with miracles to prove that I am the prophet of God. كنت على بينة من ربي ورزقني منه رزقا حسنا. And he provided me with goodly provision. God has been nice to me. He has given me health. He has given me family. He has given me stability. He has given me reason. Aql. Reason. That is the biggest gift from God. So in return, I have to respect my Lord. I have to be nice to my Lord and to myself and to my community. وَرَزَقَنِي مِنْهُ رِزْقًا حَسَنًا. And then he says something very important. I wish all of us, we the speakers and the imams and religious leaders and political leaders, we listen to this and we adhere to this. This is a psychological theory in the Quran. This is very true. He says, وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُخَالِفَكُمْ إِلَى مَا أَنْهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ. I will not do behind your backs that which I forbid you. I would not tell you to do something which I don't do. Or I would not tell you not to do something which I do not do. I am your leader. And I am a simple person. I say what I believe in. When I tell you to do something, I am the first one to do that. Imam Ali alayhi salam, one of his most beautiful sayings, he said to his community that by the Lord, never I stood on this pulpit one day and I asked you to do something and I was not the first one to do it before you do. I will be the first one. I do it first, and then I ask you to do. And never I stood on this pulpit one day and I told you not to do something without me being the first one not to do it. I don't contradict myself. Zahir and batin are one. It's very beautiful when a person in any capacity, be it religious leader, be it imam, be it cardinal, be it rabbi, be it president, be it a father, a mother, a brother, whose inside and outside are the same. They don't pretend. The best quality of the person when he's true to himself. True. Be yourself. You don't have to pretend. Don't pretend to be something which you are not. Be the same. In a private and public, you are the same. Say same things in private and public. Double facing is dangerous. Sometimes we teach our children, sometimes the government teaches the people to have double faced. The government. Sometimes the family, sometimes the teacher, sometimes the parents. Tell your children to speak what they believe in inside. Whatever they believe in. Tell your children to be true to themselves. Tell your children that you have to have one face, not two faces. One face in private, the other one in public. Don't do that. Don't do that. And give them freedom to speak their mind. If your children are too afraid to speak to their parents, then slowly, slowly they're going to learn how to be hypocrites. But if you tell them, listen, come to me and tell me what is in your heart. Don't hide it from me. Maybe you would be right. Maybe you would be wrong. It's not a big deal. We are human beings. We are not infallibles. We are human beings. Sometimes we do right things. Sometimes we do wrong things. But at the end of the day, we have to be ourselves. Do not pretend. Don't pretend in your speech, in your acts. Sometimes I've seen this in religious communities. During other seasons, when it comes to partying and dancing, this person is number one, mashallah. He never misses any, you know, party, any. And when it comes to Ashura, he's number one in Latmiya also too. Which one do you believe, that one or this one? Which one? Same person, huh? In dancing, he's number one, and in Azadari, he's number one, too. This is not good. If you want to dance, dance forever. Don't do Latmiya. And if you want to do Latmiya and don't dance. Because they contradict each other. These two things, they contradict each other. You are not being true to yourself. Be true. If someone does not want to pray, don't force him to pray. Because they learn to be hypocritical. They pray while they are hating the prayers. If someone does not want to wear hijab, don't force them to wear hijab. Because they wear hijab and tomorrow they take it off. Not only they take it off, they turn against it. Not just they take it off, they turn against it. Teach them to be true. Teach them that when you love something, do it. If you don't love it, do not pretend. Don't pretend. This is what Shu'aib said to his community. He said, listen, inside and outside are the same. I am the same person in public and in a private. When I ask you not to do something, I'll be the first one not to do it. Wala. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُخَالِفَكُمْ إِلَى مَا أَنْهَاكُمْ عَنْهِ. I'm not telling you not to do this, then I going to breach and break the law or violate the law. I don't do that. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُخَالِفَكُمْ إِلَى مَا أَنْهَاكُمْ عَنْهِ. إِنْ أُرِيدُ إِلَّا الْإِصْلَاحِ. My only aim for you is islah, reforms, to transform you, to make you better people, better society, better individuals. And that is the reform of all the Anbiya. This is the mission of all the Anbiya. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when he was leaving Mecca to Karbala, they said to him, Yabna Rasulullah, why do you go to Iraq? You are not Iraqi. You are from Hijaz. You are from Mecca and Medina. He said, my mission, I am leaving there for one reason. I am not after government, after khilafah, after leadership. I am after one thing. My goal is one thing. Islah fi ummati jaddi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In uridu illa al-islah, mastata'at, according to my ability. I cannot change the whole world. Some people, they try to change the whole world, but their house is in a mess. His children are not with him. They run away, and he wants to change people's children. That does not happen, my friend. Begin with your family. Begin with your first. In uridu illa al-islah, God has given us certain capacity. Use that certain capacity. Whatever energy you have, whatever capacity you have, you use it. Don't go beyond that. Don't go beyond that. In uridu illa al-islah mastata'at wa ma tawfiqi illa billah. If I am successful, then that success is from the Lord. When I have tawfiq, breakthrough, then it is from the Lord. Everything we do in this life, every step you take, every progress you make, everything you build, it's from God. Give the due credit to God. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتْ. I put my trust and tawakkul in Him. وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبْ. At the end of the day, I'm going to stand before Him. I'm not going to stand before people. God is the one who is going to judge me, not people. عليه توكلت وإليه أنيب. Inshallah, the sessions of Ashura begin on Monday. Salat inshallah at 7:15 sharp, Salatul Maghrib, followed by Quranic recitation, and inshallah the lecture by Sid Muhammad Baqir Al-Qazwini, inshallah. Beautiful lectures he has prepared. Beautiful subjects. Invite your families, your children, especially the young generation, to come and get inspired by Ahlul Bayt and by Al-Imam Abu Abdullah Al-Husayn alayhi salatu wassalam. Assalamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn wa ala ashab al-Husayn jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma aghfir lil-mu'minina wal-mu'minat wal-muslimina wal-muslimat الأحياء منهم والأموات. تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات. إنك مجيب الدعوات. إنك غافر الخطيئات. إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات. إنك على كل شيء قدير. Tomorrow إن شاء الله صلاة الجمعة 1 PM إن شاء الله we start the صلاة, and I ask you to recite سورة الفاتحة for the departed soul of the wife of the Honorable Hajj Muhammad Turfa, his wife. She passed away a few months ago. For her soul and the souls of Mu'mineen and Mu'minat, Al-Fatiha ma'as-salati ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad.